And it's not time for them. You need to wait. But then they feel left out. Everybody else has one. More seriously, when we see unmarrieds in their 30s and 40s, singles, and there are more and more of them, we need to, as a congregation, work to help singles. But sometimes they feel alone, and sometimes they feel depressed. And we teach them, you need to learn to trust in God. The Apostle Paul said he'd learned in whatever state he was to be content. Somebody said that Paul had never been to New Jersey, but that's, of course, not what he had in mind. He'd learned in whatever situation he was in to be content, including single state. Someone said one time, this is Rick Holland, if you are not happy with God alone, you're not going to be happy with somebody else. Of course, my point here is not to get off to talk to our singles, and yet sometimes it may be a struggle for them to reach that contentment that God wants for them. But we all want to be loved. But here's the main point I want us to get out this morning. Sometimes to be loved costs something, and it carries with it some unpleasant consequences. I'm going to start off with an illustration from two dogs. I don't know why. I love other people's dogs, and somehow I find myself using illustrations about dogs. Think of two dogs. Think of a little petted, pampered show dog, a poodle, that receives lots of affection and it has the best food, maybe even Alpo. Some of them, they dress up in sweaters for cold weather. And think of an old street dog. You see a lot of these in underdeveloped countries. Think of those two dogs. Which one is more loved? Of course, the one that's taken care of. Their life. But has more dog. Loved has its so something. Look at biblical call something in the home. And don't like husbands and wives, but part of being call love church. We don't call love. Cost love God remain. Of all, one of the song of his army, song wait one letter. though they thought unwilling of being to seek just another. There should be husbands and wives. I always tell young people, make the sacrifices. Don't get married because it costs something of your independence. It costs something to be loved by your parents. I mentioned earlier, the little orphans. I think the saddest thing that you see when you go to countries like El Salvador and Nicaragua are the street children. I remember some rough-looking little urchins running around. What are they doing? They sniff glue. You know what sniffing glue is? And all I have to do is go to church on Sunday morning. Don't even have to go on Wednesday night. Is that the way it is? You know what Jesus said. Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it. And whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Deny self. I think of the Secret Service. What are they trying to do? Throw themselves in front of the president to receive the bullet instead of him. That's denying yourself. We deny ourselves and our wants for God. We take up our cross, take up a heavy, painful load. We follow him. He died for us. The disciples in following Jesus died for him. That's where we find our purpose, though. In giving up our lives, we find out who we are. Now, there's some misconceptions about that. Biblical freedom is freedom from sin and from its consequences. Sometimes I hear people say, I'm free from judgment. I'm thinking right now of a large congregation where they had a class on freedom in Christ. And the idea was, I'm free to go to all the movies I want to go to. I'm free to dress however I want to. Yes, you have the free will. You have choice to do that. But that's not the freedom the Bible talks about. Freedom from sin. Freedom from vain, empty lives. From the law of sin and death. From any system of salvation by law keeping. That's true freedom. That's not freedom from the love of Christ and responsibilities that come from it. Romans 6:18, having been set free from sin, you became slaves of righteousness. That costs something. Here's an interesting passage, 2 Corinthians 5:14 and 15. The love of Christ compels us. Some versions say constrains us, controls us. Because we judge thus, that if one died for all, then all died. And if he died for all, that those who live should live no longer for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again. We are loved by God, and the more we sense that love, the more compelled we are to sacrifice. It cost us something. Well, some brief applications before we close. If we are loved by God, we are not free to live anywhere we want. Sometimes people call me and say, well, I'm moving out here to Podunk, New York State. Tell me where a church is. Well, about 150 miles from there, there's one. What? You need to think about that before you move to Podunk in New York State. You choose to live where you can serve the Lord best. You're not free to do other things just because you may want to do it. You know, I was told that might happen. To worship any way you want. I like to worship with drums. I like to worship by jumping up and down and screaming. But you are loved by God. You submit yourself to him. It doesn't matter what you want to do. I like this. I like that. You're not free. That's what it costs to be loved by God. And we could go on. You're not free to dress any way you want, to talk any way you want, to have all the selfish priorities you want. Well, somebody says, this is restrictive. Yes, it's restrictive. But that's what it costs to be loved by God. You are loved by God. You are part of his family. You receive spiritual food and protection from him. That's the only real love that you'll ever know is God's love. Even if it is reflected among others. But that's the only way. It's the only way that makes any sense, isn't it? So we'll close there. But I just want to ask you to ask yourself this question. How have you responded to God's love in your own life? Have you received all the blessings that come from it? Or are you like one of those spiritual orphans there in El Salvador or in other places? Some people say, well, all you have to do is be baptized. No, that's just the start. You have to give yourself to him. But in doing so, you'll find your life, your purpose, and your reason for living. Good attention. Thank you all. May God help us to enjoy the love of God, but also to appreciate the fact that it does cost something. We'll close there. Thank you very much.